Hi, everybody. Ariel and Ricky here. Welcome to our very first episode of Bravo Critics Roni Edition. Are you so excited today, Ricky?
I'm so excited. It's been so fun rewatching the first season. And, you know, the first season really inspired us with our initial cocktail for you guys. So we're going to do the Skinny Girl Margarita as it was originally described by Bethany to Luann. So for that, you're going to need Patron Silver. Mm-hmm. Don't use gold tequila. Bethany says gold tequila is the absolute worst. And I agree with that. And then next you're going to need, a lot of lime juice, approximately, 3 to 4 limes per margarita. And then just a little splash of triple sec. You know, if you don't want to buy all of that, or, you know, you can change up whatever ingredients you want, but if you want to make it really easy, can also just buy the Skinny Girl in a bottle. But then you just put it in a shaker, you shake it up, and then pour it over ice. And I like to garnish mine with a lime, of course. But I don't do the salt. I can't. What about you, Ariel? Are you a margarita with salt gal?
You know what? It depends. I love tahine on like a spicy marg. And then, you know, it depends if I'm having like a slushy margarita, then I'll do some salt. And then on this, margarita, he said triple sec, right? I did Contreau, which I think is a type. It's like an orange liqueur. It's a type of triple sec. So it's very delicious. So
cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
To a certain group of people in New York, status is everything.
I never feel guilty about being privileged.
New York City is my playground.
I run with a fabulous circle of people.
I like making my own money. I find that an aphrodisiac.
So we just met the women. You know, it's so weird to go back and see what they were like at the beginning, especially because like some of these women we followed on this journey for so long. And then I don't even remember, but like, you know, they introduced Ramona to us first, and, you know, she's got Mario and she's got Avery, and they're showing that Avery is like just so, she's so much like her mom, like as we've come to know who Ramona is, but like she's very sassy. She's going to tell you exactly how she feels. You really don't want to hear it. Like she's always telling Ramona, why don't you look in the mirror again? And that she's embarrassing
disgusting.
Her.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
So, you know, Ramona's a buyer. She owns RMS Fashions, Ramona Mazur Singer. And then of course they have their True Faith, which I really need to do my homework and see where True Faith is now, but.
Yeah, that was a family business though, right? Like from Mario's family. So maybe it still is, you know, hopefully for Mario, it's still kicking.
And that's one of the best things about the show is like the family businesses, because then the next housewife we meet, Jill, she also has a family business.
Hi.
Hi, Bobby.
I love it.
I need a plane. So, Ginger. I mean, what did you Ginger. Think about Jill?
I love Jill. Jill is one of my all-time favorite, not only my all-time favorite Roni housewife, she's one of my all-time favorite Ronis for sure. But she's one of my all-time favorite housewives just in general. So I love everything about Jill. I love that we get to, you know, meet Bobby, who, you know, is unfortunately no longer with us. We love Bobby, the sweetest, kindest. You know, we meet Allie, right? Her daughter, who I think is, you know, 15, 16, somewhere around there. And she's dealing with, you know, some medical stuff. And then we, of course, meet, you know, her best friend, Brad, and also, you know, her dog, Ginger. And, you know, it's just, I feel, and then we have Zarin Fabrics, right? The family-owned business that you reference. And you know, Jill was always in those showroom floors walking. We hear, you know, that Zarin Fabrics is still thriving very strong. But then we have the dynamic between Jill and the next housewife that we met, is also Bethany, right?
Yeah. And like, they were an instant hit, like the two of them, like the back and the forth, You know, I feel like that was one of the first amazing friendships we got to see in The Housewives.
And I love it.
Just, I mean, the way that they could sass each other too, like they could keep up with each other, like, because Jill's very, you know, like, no, and like Bethany's also like that too. So like when they get together, it's just such chaos. But it's so crazy to go back and meet Bethany, and it's, you know, way before our skinny girl days, before she had made it big.
Yep.
You know, she's got a boyfriend, Jason, which is not the same Jason that she eventually meets and marries. Spoiler alert.
And divorces.
She's doing like natural, she's like a natural chef. She wants to be the modern, more or less like organic Martha Stewart. Which, you know, if I'm remembering correctly, she actually did that apprenticeship type show with Martha Stewart. Oh, I believe that she actually knows Martha Stewart.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. And so then if we note, she does state she's a chef, right? So let's just like put that in our pocket.
Yeah.
She is a chef.
Don't forget that she is a chef. We'll revisit that moment.
Footnote.
But you know, I've always loved Bethany too. I mean, she's such, I mean, the women that they are introducing us to are just like the iconic housewives that you think of. Like, even though Jill hasn't been on the show for a really long time, she still has such an impact. And you don't think about Bethany without thinking about like Jill, even though they're, I will leave that for season three. I won't spoil anything else, but
yeah, no, I know. I love Bethany and I love the whole Jill thing, but yeah, there's a whole lot to undish there. And then you have Bethany, who we kind of see her, you know, growing a friendship with Alex, right? We have Alex McCord, who is definitely an eccentric woman, who, you know, loves fine fashion and art and all things upper class, right? And with Alex, we get the bonus housewife, the first house husband, which is Simon, right? We love Simon Van Kemp. And then we have their beautiful boys, you know, that come along with it. We have you know, what, Francois and what's
Johan.
Yeah. So, I mean, they are just a whole package, and I love everything about Alex was so underrated. The first time I watched this, I watched Alex like, what is happening? But I watch her now for a second time with such an appreciation for just they're wild. The craziness, but the love that's really there.
I was telling my husband that I think that they probably have some really wild sex.
Oh,
like just the energy from like watching them like all over each other. I was like, you know, it's going down in the Van Kempen household.
For sure. And so I feel like it's a small season one cast, and it's small and mighty. I think that's all they needed. And you could not have written, you know, a better cast, a better, you know, it's just divine. Everything about season one is divine.
And they even rounded it all out with the Countess. You know, she's part of like a defunct principality, more or less. But, you know, you'd think that she's the Queen of England sometimes the way that she talks. But that was like one of the major draws to the show also, is just that relationship. And, you know, the Count's family is the one that gifted the United States the Statue of Liberty, if you didn't know that.
Yeah.
We find that out pretty early on. And then, you know, in the little lost footage, the final episode after the reunion, they end up going to the Statue of Liberty. And it's like such like a cheesy, funny moment for the family.
You know what? In season one, Alex and Simon actually also took a boat ride for Alex's birthday, and they were up by the Statue of Liberty. And so that's funny because they actually did that then. So Luann's scene didn't make it to the original, to the, you know, first part of the season, and Alex's did. So there you go. Interesting.
And it's funny because it's like, I'm sure Luann was like, well, my family gifted it. Why right. didn't we get it in the main season?
So, and you know what? Luann is such a different human being from season one to where we are right now, which is in 2022, which is we're doing the rewatch of 2022. It's like a different human being. And that woman is like, looks better every day, every year. She looks younger. I mean, she looks phenomenal. Those fashions were everything. It's like, I don't want to look, but I can't stop looking.
It's just so wrong. And it's crazy because, you know, this wasn't really that long ago, especially like, you know, that's when you start like feeling like, okay, so seeing the fashions from 2007 is like being in 2000 and seeing the fashion from 1986. Like that's almost like the point of like what it is. It's like the weird patterns, the really bright colors that don't make sense.
Yes. Yeah, it was like, you know, they did a lot of Pucci and, you know, there was different designers. Dolce & Gabbana was really big back then. You know, you see Ramona say, oh, this is Calvin Klein, you know, so it's, this is Ralph Lauren. So it's very funny to see, you know, what they're.
And then we also see Bethany hanging out with Jenny Hilfiger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's something. They're good friends. I actually think that they're still pretty close, but yeah, that was interesting.
I always love a good cameo on New York, like getting to see both Tommy and Jenny.
Yeah. And of course, you know, that was a scene when he's asking, you know, what happened with her boyfriend. She's like, oh gosh, you know, so mortified by that. Yeah, that was that's definitely interesting. And then you know what though? I also want to say one thing that we did. We forgot to mention this earlier when we introduced everybody to the Housewives. We also forgot to introduce everybody to the Hamptons, right? Because we met the Hamptons also.
Yeah, and the Hamptons were such a big part of New York, and you know. It's not a season of Roni if it doesn't start out in the Hamptons, in my opinion. And, you know, I love everything about it. Like the houses, you know, Bethany always says that it's like a vulgar display of wealth.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, because like Luann and Jill and Ramona have these like massive houses. And, right. and like the best part about the Hamptons is like all of the tennis.
Oh, for sure. Well, okay. So we have all the social events, all the, you know, we love it, the fashion, everything in the city, but then you also have all the social events that take place in the Hamptons, right? It's just as much of a social kind of environment. Like Alex and Simon, I even think said, it's like when we're working, when we're in the Hamptons, you know, so when we're on vacation in St. Bart's, it's, you know, magical because we don't have to worry about who we could be missing a moment with at the next table or looking over our shoulder, you know? So it's like, they care who's invited to, you know, what events and who's talking to who, even though the three ladies, like you just mentioned, we have Luann, Jill, and Ramona, who all are part of that, you know, upper class society in the Hamptons, but they still care about being invited to each other's events and, you know, being involved in everything. And we all know Miss Jill Zarin loves to be in like the center of everything. She's the center, she's the connector, right?
So yeah, I love like that in like her opening scene, she has like a stack of invitations this big and just going on about the social calendar is so full and it's crazy how many events you're going to be invited to. But it's like this season we also got to see Jill wasn't invited to one event, and that was Ramona's dinner party. You know, going back to the whole idea of like they had this whole tennis, everyone wants to play tennis in the Hamptons and there's the rivalry, they play their game. You know, I think that Ramona probably didn't invite her because she lost at tennis, but I don't know, it's hard to say, but
yeah,
no, know, it's funny because it, you know, I think that Ramona also did it because, you know, she wanted Luann to come. This is only one of the only times that she's really been around Luann in her own setting. And I feel like she wanted to try to like steal that from Jill to be like, no, you're not going to hijack me becoming friends with Luann.
Well, and you notice that she was like real in season one, Ramona was totally craving being friends with the Countess. I mean, it's so funny to see that Luann was like, a little turned off by Ramona initially, but Ramona is like, oh, I need to be friends with the Countess. And Jill, I think, just wanted to be friends with everybody and is just very sensitive and her feelings get hurt if, you know, somebody doesn't like love her, you know? And so I feel like that the dynamic, and then you throw Bethany, like, in what world is Bethany the middleman between Ramona and Jill? What?
I know.
Bethany's neutral?
She's never been like the peacemaker as we've seen.
I know. And then we see Bethany born, right? We see Bethany learning, you know, with her little fun one-liners and, you know, being, you know, a little snarky, a little shady, but fun. One of the younger, like, hip girls, right?
Yeah. And I feel like that's what Luann definitely liked about Bethany, is like she felt like she was getting this younger person that was a little bit more interesting. And, yeah. But, you know, she definitely didn't like it when she introduced her to that driver as just Luann. What the main thing that I love about the women of New York is that everyone's always trying to like have that top dog status. So it's like, it's Mrs. De Lesseps, or, you know, when it's like fashion week, Jill is livid to see that she is seated behind Ramona.
Oh my gosh, we saw that tantrum, right? She ran out of Fashion Week so quickly. Try, get a cab, get a car. I don't care what you do, Brad. Get me out of here. You know, it later in the fact, she said that it was because she was having a rough day, but we all, and you know, Ramona's like, I would have given her my seat. You know, Luann's like, the you know, the proper thing to do would have been to, you know, it, you know, give your seat up possibly sit here. And she's like, I would have done that, but you know, she ran out so fast. I didn't have a chance. And we all know, you know, that Ramona would not be giving away her front row seat at Fashion Week, obviously, you know.
We've all seen how like room grabs go at the Housewives, and Ramona's like always wanting the top spot.
I know. It's you know what though, I have to say that, do we remember what fashion show that was?
Because that was remember, Luca Luca.
Luca Luca. Luca Luca. Is Luca Luca still around?
I don't. I should know that, but I don't.
I'm curious about that. I was kind of like, oh, and she's like, I went and I bought this whole outfit. I had a very rough day. Allie started school today. And this
she's
is
got
what
this
I
like
get.
Suit on. She's like, if I'm gonna go to an event, if I'm gonna get invited, I'm gonna sit in the front row because I'm wearing the outfit, but I wasn't. So I just had to leave. And then, yeah, it's just crazy that she tries to blame it on the school thing. And it's like, you know who would have taken those spots? Alex and Simon.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. And look at, let's talk about people having, you know, flipping out. You know, Ramona's like, oh, I would have been such a delight. No, Ramona, you have no proper manners because you flipped out like a psychopath. When Alex kind of pushed his way, well, actually Alex and Simon pushed his way into the girls' night, you know, but I guess Alex and Simon were crybabies too. Everybody wants what they want when they want how they want it.
And it's funny because I feel like all of the other husbands would have felt so awkward and out of place there.
I know. And then you know what? The funny part was when you hear the telephone conversation, Bethany is with Jill when she calls and tells Alex about girls' night, okay? And she clearly understands it's girls' night. Then they show her talking to Simon and Simon going, well, it would just be weird if I didn't go now though, right? You know, and she's like, yes, it would just be weird. And then Ramona just loses her shit. And it's so bad, it's so good. And it's our very first taste of Ramona really showing her ass.
You know? Yeah. And it's like one of the first times of like someone just being super, super petty. Well, I mean, okay, the Jill thing was really petty at the fashion show, but you're going to like leave this dinner because this guy's here. I mean, it is really weird that he wants to be there for girls' night. Don't get me wrong.
It's super cringe. It's cringy for sure.
But it's like, you don't have to flip out that much. It's like, well, I think they said at the reunion, like you could have had a drink and then you could have left. But then, you know, at the reunion, she's also trying to play it up like someone in my family was very ill and I just had to go. And they're like, well, you said that you were going to the club, not like going to the hospital.
She was out dancing. I mean, yeah. You know, that's just, it's just.
Turtle time.
It is just, she is just crazy lady. Crazy
Ramona. I live for a compilation of Ramona dancing.
Wait, and can we also say this is when I think, maybe not initially, but right around the time Ramina was born, right?
Yeah, Ramina. I love that nickname so much. And I feel like it's a nickname that still sticks. Yep.
That's a season one nickname for Ramona. We know over the years, there are many names that she inherits, but Ramina was the very first, and that was given to her by, you know, Miss Jill Zarin.
I know Jill had so many like great moments like that, where she was just laying down authentic lines and, you know, I just loved everything about just the dynamics between all the women was incredible to watch. You know, Jill and Ramona did have this whole frenemy thing going on. Jill and Bethany were really good, but you know, it is sort of weird that Alex was sort of out there on her own, but it's because her husband, I think, was a big part of that.
But she slowly started to try to like build a relationship with Bethany. Like they got together and, you know, got ready together at one of the hotels before one of the events. And she and, you know, Alex and Simon invited Bethany to their home for Johan's birthday. And we all saw that Alex's house was in shambles. Oh, and she's like, you only saw a hallway. It's like, oh my gosh. It's so bad. Like we can't, it's too much.
It's like the interesting thing about Alex and Simon is, you know, any other of those women, if they're renovating their apartment to that extent, they would be staying at like the Plaza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And meanwhile in Brooklyn, they're living in
all of this
crazy business.
Yeah. And you know, I get it though. Like I think the other ladies were kind of being like bitchy, but Jill was like, but for safety reasons, like your kids are running through those halls, you know, like there's stairs, there's nails, there's plywood. It was so much. And they're like, well, instead of, you know, wearing Cavalli, why don't you speed up the construction workers? You know, it's like, well, you know.
Well, and those kids are great, but they're just at the age where they're also so wild. That's like,
stabbing the hamburger. Yeah. Remember that? Oh yeah, I cannot. I would be like, oh hell. And Ramona was so good. She crazy eyes came out. She's like, what's happening? What's happening right now? What are they doing?
I'm surprised she didn't get up and leave.
Yeah. Because, well, like she did in the reunion.
That is the second time that Alex and Simon have caused her to walk away.
Run.
And I like how she's like, just go on without me. Just pretend like I'm not there.
Oh my God. I'm just going to the bathroom. I'll be back. I just can't. She can't be associated with this. And that's just what, and we will see throughout this journey, y'all, how things change, right? How things can change. So never say never, never say never.
And so, you know, just some closing thoughts here. You know, we're going to do a live follow-up to this. Yeah. And so make sure that you tune into that. And we're going to answer any questions you have. So get those ready. We're excited to chat about even more stuff. There's so much more that happened this season that we didn't even get to.
Yeah.
But
if you have any cocktail suggestions, right? So we're trying to do Roni-based cocktails. So, you know, this time we obviously did the skinny girl. So if you have any suggestions, you know, we're really, you know, open to that. And you know, thanks so much for joining us on this journey and your homework. Okay. So you have your homework assignment for next month. So as a reminder, this is going to be something that we do again next month. Okay. So in addition to our live, we'll be doing that on Friday night. So this is airing on Thursday, the 27th. So anybody who's watching this, we're doing our live on Friday, the 28th. So catch us that night. And then also February, we'll be rolling out our episode for season 2. So you have the assignment, go watch season 2, get up to date. And, we can't wait to, you know, continue on this journey and chat all things Roni. This was fun, right, Ricky?
Absolutely. And we're so excited to keep on doing this. And yeah. I can't wait to engage with everyone tomorrow. So
yeah.
In the meantime, cheers.
Bravo Critics signing off, y'all.